Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Here we go. It's hour one, GMAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome into the show. We got 4.5 hours for you before the Rangers train keeps on trucking. Coming up at 6:30 pregame, hosting the Angels. So General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A., there's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champion. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh fixing to go 4.5 flawless. You got Woolchuck and Chia following the house. You got Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Appreciate it if you'd hit the sub, hit the like, maybe, get active in live chat, and hit that bell button as well so you don't miss when we upload or go live in the future. Fan will buzz you right there in your hip pocket, let you know we're going live. So there's Cowboys that are out there. Micah's not in attendance, but it is cool to see Tyler Guyton out there.
Yeah.
You got Trayvon Diggs in the pictures being posted. I don't know how much he's going to do, how active he is. Jaden Blue practicing as well, at least in the portion that was available to the media. So the ankle must not be that bad. So we're getting some good signs, Brian.
No, it absolutely. And I tell you, if Guyton, and let me ask you guys this question, if Guyton is already starting to kind of practice and he'll have an opportunity for the next 10 days to practice and stuff, and he's available week one, you guys going that way? Or are we going to?
I think it was close you got to. We're developing this guy.
With Nate Thomas over there.
I'd rock with Guyton. I mean, to me, that's your left tackle of the future.
But how about just for one game?
It's a big year for him. I mean, if he's healthy, Guyton's the guy. I get it because, like, Thomas has been playing right now.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of other guys that saw no work in preseason. So,
But those guys practiced.
They did. But, I mean, I'm still rocking with Guyton. At least he's going to get this time to practice, this week and a half to get ready.
Yeah, I mean, if he's like full participant style this week and next week, then I would say I would go with Guyton. But if he's still super limited and it's like, hey, man, we're really trying to patch something together to get him on the field, then it is totally not worth it at all. So it just, I would need to see, like we're talking about, we need 10 days to see Micah. We need 10 to see Guyton for sure.
These 4 months are crucial for Guyton. He needs every rep he can possibly get, but you made a great point there, Chief. If he's compromised, if he's not 100%, if there's any risk for further injury, I don't think they'd put him out in that situation.
No, I just, like I say, for him coming back, though, that's a good thing. And having Diggs back, too, that's good for him because that's going to help them with his conditioning. That's the most important thing to them right now, the next couple weeks for that.
Okay, so let's get into Diggs then, and how we feel like, you know, this thing could go. Maybe not playing week one. I think how he plays when he comes back is more important than when he plays, because if he comes back and he's close to the player that he was before the injury in 2023, more committed to tackling, even though it wasn't the best, but a takeaway threat, then with him and Bland in this pass rush and maybe better overall play at linebacker, then maybe you could see this defense being pretty respectable. You know, and I don't know how realistic that is coming back from ACL then micro fracture, but Diggs is out there, and you know, if he's moving about the same, I think a path to victory being a takeaway defense and an explosive offense could at least make the season a lot of fun, couldn't it?
Yeah, man. I mean, we haven't been able to see Diggs and Bland together. One's always been hurt. It's so, yeah, I'm excited. I mean, you feel so much better about the potential of the defense if you have a healthy secondary and the visions of, okay, you've got Diggs and Elam. And I know Bland doesn't necessarily want to play outside. I was listening to...
Inside.
Yeah, at slot. I was listening to Kansas City Radio, and apparently Trent McDuffie doesn't really want to play in the slot either.
No.
He wants to play outside. A lot of these guys probably feel that way. But what does Kansas City do? McDuffie's their best inside player. You're playing inside. Bland's your best inside player. So I totally get where he's coming from. I need you to play inside. I feel so much better, even though I liked what Zion Childress did, don't get me wrong, but you got a proven commodity there. I feel pretty good about lining up with Diggs, Elam, and Bland. And yeah, I mean, this team's probably going to have to live off of turnovers like they've done in the past when they haven't been, at least on paper, an elite-looking unit.
But this is great. The way they designated it, it basically means they think he'll be back at the latest week four. Is that what we can infer from this?
With
Diggs?
Yeah, but the hope, like I say, the hope, if they could get this thing to 8 weeks and they're in week five right now, with far as the conditioning part, they're trying to get him to that eighth week, and they think the week two would be that eighth week for them to do this. So that's kind of where that's the target, is what they're trying to hit. And you're going to need him quickly, because if no Micah Parsons, your pass rush is not going to be what you thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So now it turns into, okay, how many guys can we have on the back end that can cover? And then how many guys can we put together that can maybe get us two sacks here, three sacks here? You're going to have to find a way to, until Micah plays a game, you're going to have to find a way to make up for his sack numbers. So it might be about cobbling some guys together here in order to get that done.
And I will say, like, we give Diggs a lot of grief for things on the field and the way he's approached previous rehabs, but the fact that he's going to be able to have a chance to play week one, and even just playing in the month of September at all,
yeah,
I think is a big tip of the cap to him. Like, he was actually working. He knows it's a make or break it year. He left the $500,000 on the table, which is an interesting choice, but he made it. And if he's going to get on the field earlier, when he got hurt, we were all thinking, like, we'll see him at best in October, November with the injury that he had.
Yeah.
So at least respect to him. He knows make or break it season for his career with the Cowboys, and he clearly did everything he could to get back here as quickly as possible. So I do appreciate that.
When are we going to hear how he's looking? There's no more real practices open to the media, right? Is this going to be secrecy going into Thursday?
Yeah, secrecy practices is what these are going to be. Yeah, they'll probably – you'll be able to see the first 15 minutes of practice, which is stretching and some individual stuff, but you won't get to see him actually doing anything until team. But that's without the media being out there.
So the countdown to next Thursday night is officially on. It feels like we're in game prep mode now.
We made it.
Yeah. What are we doing for Krusty's Corner this year? You're going to preview the offense on Wednesday, the defense on Thursday,
as per usual? Absolutely, yeah.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Yeah, said during Cross, this does feel different than a lot of holdouts. So I guess right now I'm prepared for anything to happen. I feel like I could open up Twitter at any time and I'd see Micah and the Cowboys are close to a deal.
Yeah.
Or I could see Micah's going to take a holdout into week one, although that's the by far the lowest probability. Yeah, you know, if you're not willing to punt on practice checks for $50,000, I don't imagine he would actually do that. So I think it's going to be a situation where at some point in the next couple of days, he's going to come out and say, we're tabling discussions until the season's over and it's time to focus on football. That's the press conference I'm ready for.
Yeah, or the hope is that maybe that he just goes and tells David Mulugeta, Jerry and I had some framework and start there and try and get this thing done.
You think he could go back on it now?
I think that Jerry would talk to David Mulugeta if they came to him with hat in hand and said, you know what, okay, yeah, Micah wants, in good faith, Micah would like for me to talk to you about a deal. And then I think that would get things restarted again. I don't think Jerry's going to go to David Mulugeta. I think it's going to have to be the other way.
All righty. How are we feeling about the Cowboys running back room coming off of the third preseason game going into the Eagles game? This is, you know, something they're not going to have any interest in, but the Saints did release veteran running back Cam Akers today. I feel like I'd rather have Cam Akers than Miles Sanders or Javonte Williams, but realistically, you probably, you know, have Cam Akers equivalent in Javonte Williams. I do feel like this training camp and preseason's been a little bit underwhelming, or maybe I should say a lot overwhelming, underwhelming, when you see like what Travion Henderson and some of the other guys are doing out there.
No doubt.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, we haven't gotten to really see Javonte Williams in game action, so we can hold out a little bit of hope, but I think we have a pretty good idea of what he is, and it's unfortunate that Blue is clearly, I think, with the ball in his hands. He's your best runner, and he can't stay healthy. That's an absolute beating.
Yeah, that was an issue at Texas for him up until last year, you know, and that might have something to do with kind of like that carries thing that we've been talking about. Like, he's a guy that they're like, okay, 15 touches or so, and because we want to be able to preserve you. But he's also a guy that is so lightning in a bottle, he can do something electric with just limited touches. But I was hopeful for the young guys, like Blue, Moffa, and then you keep whichever veteran you like. But with the Moffa stuff, it sounds like they are going to rock with the two veterans. Then you've got Blue.
Yeah.
And maybe one of these guys is on the practice squad and gets elevated at some point throughout the year, and they end up being productive for you. But it's definitely not like, oh, man, I'm feeling great about this room right now. There's so much unknown. I still feel like that is such a question mark heading into that Philly game.
Yeah, that's the one position I really don't have a very good feel on. And I don't know if they have a necessarily good feel themselves, because they're still discussing things about Moffa. And as Moffa is, in fact, is Moffa nicked up to the point that maybe you could do something there? You know, that's the things I think they're working on right now.
Okay. I think the deal going on with Moffa right now is probably nobody else wants him, so you could probably get him on the practice squad. But if he's hurt, you don't have to worry about that, do you?
Yeah, you could just put him on the injured reserve and stash him
Perfect.
There if you want to.
Okay, roster cuts are due across the NFL tomorrow. That is going to be 3 o'clock Texas time right here. So if you want to check in with us tomorrow, Krusty's Corner, we'll have all the details. But a lot of the information is trickling out. It's just unverifiable until tomorrow afternoon. Okay, what else happened over the weekend is you had the Rangers having a hell of a weekend. They swept the Guardians. Chris Young coming up at 420. They're 4.5 back in the wild card now with 30 games to go. This wouldn't be the wildest comeback to make a playoff. I mean, we're not even to September yet, and the Angels are scuffling. They got swept over the weekend, so their balloons totally popped there for the Los Angeles Angels of Southern California, Anaheim. They're toast. Got to do it without Marcus Semien.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Where's the belief meter, guys? How much did it increase with the sweep? I was at dead zero last Friday, but I'm probably at a solid 2, 2.5 right now.
Just when you're out, they find a way to pull you right back in. It is. I mean, hey, they beat a team that was directly in front of them, and they've got 6 games left against Houston, and they're 6.5 back right now. So it is possible, and you've got Wyatt Langford and Jock Peterson that are on heaters right now, and the pitching this weekend was phenomenal, from Eovaldi to a career night from Jack, yesterday to Merrill Kelly. So, hey, and DeGrom's back tonight, which is also great. You skipped the one start. How's DeGrom look tonight? Hopefully he's back to vintage Cy Young-type level DeGrom. So I'm still probably just going to be even keel with this, and we're just going to go series to series here. But it did make me more hopeful that this is possible.
Yeah, until the best general manager in baseball tells me to stop cheering for him.
That's right.
Then I'm going to keep cheering.
It was a good start from Merrill Kelly, too. This guy's got it going on, and he's played the last 2 years at like $9 million a year. Yeah. I think this has got to be a priority. Like, if he wants to stay in Texas, if we like that 1-2-3 is freaking nasty right now. That one's exciting. Doing it without Semien, I mean, I'm speaking of neutral, I'm neutral on this one. I'm not a, oh crap, Semien's out. I'm a, okay, cool. You would never bench him, but maybe Duran stays hot. And I think going into yesterday, he was hitting .400 in the month of August.
Yeah. It's got to be the hope that he can do. And then you obviously have Josh Smith as a possible trump card.
Absolutely,
as well, playing second. So, Simeon's just a model of consistency, and you know it's bad because he's a guy that also like never sits out. But if Zeke's going to be hot down the stretch, then yes. I mean, ride the hot hand.
Okay, with the Mariners, Cal Raleigh hit Bomski's 48 and 49. Speaking of big guys.
Big dumper, right?
Set the MLB record for most from a catcher. Passes Salvador Perez's record he set with the Royals in 2021. I don't know if he's husky enough to get into your top 10, Woldchuk, but he's got to be in consideration for sure. Record-breaking home run also marked his 9th multi-Bomski game of the season. That passed Mickey Mantle.
Ooh.
For most multi-home run games from a switch hitter in a season in Major League history. The overall record's 11. So he's got a chance at more history as Cal Raleigh continues one of the hottest seasons from a catcher we've ever seen. Only 4 other players in big league history have hit at least 40 home runs in a season while primarily playing catcher. Can you name them, Brian, for Baseball Man of the Day?
Is one of them, this Johnny Bench?
You got it.
John. How many more are there?
That might have been my dad's favorite player. There's three others.
Yogi Berra?
Not Yogi Berra.
Bill Dickey.
Not Bill Dickey.
Oh, Bill Dickey would
have. I really thought Bill Dickey was going to be that guy.
There is one from the last 25 years, and then you maybe got to go back to
Minnesota Twin guy, Joe Mauer.
No, he was more of a for average hitter.
Okay, I'm thinking of
Kansas City.
Well, we got Perez there.
We got Perez already, right?
Yeah, he's the leader for most home runs in a single season by a catcher, or he was. Till Raleigh just
Daryl Porter's not on that list, is he?
Daryl Porter's not on this list.
We
have one iconic home run hitter. I'm surprised Chiofalo has not guessed him yet, because I would think out of all the big league catchers of the last 25 years, he would know this Italian stallion's name at the drop of a hat.
Oh, it's the guy from the Mets.
Mike Piazza. He nailed it.
Mike Piazza.
The others being Roy Campanella.
Oh,
okay, I would have never got that
Brooklyn
one.
Brooklyn Dodgers.
And then Todd Hundley. I didn't know Toddy had a
Todd Hundley had
a 40 bomb season
like that.
It's tough, you know. Mostly just because if you were a great hitter, you're like, I'm not playing catcher. Yeah. You want me to be on this team? You're going to put me at first base or shortstop or outfield or somewhere that's actually, you know, not taxing on the body. You got to be really born and built to play catcher.
It's sturdy.
You did it, didn't you?
Yeah,
you were a catcher back in the day.
Back in the day, because I was too big.
It's a crazy summer.
And you could get down to that squat real easy. Oh, no, probably get training for long snapping.
No, I was good. I could throw guys out too. I was a good arm back. I couldn't block balls worth a damn though. That was a problem. I always tried to kind of backhand everything and stuff like that. You know, never
takes some getting used to.
Yeah, I would have never.
Oh, I know, it's Eric once again blocked balls.
No, it's what Walchuk said.
Trying to say
I'm laughing
balls.
At Walchuk's summer joke. Okay.
What? What was my summer job? Is that what you said?
Yeah, what was it?
Okay, we got the G-Bag of the Day champion replay, and then Wooly Bully, your top 10's coming up. Where are we going?
Well, it's a big day. National Whiskey Sour Day. Eric knows I love me some whiskey sours. The top 10 most popular drinks ordered at bars circa 2025. What's your go-to? 877-881-1053. That's next in the name.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We have the G-Bag of the Day champion here, Wolchuk's Top 10 in just a second. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Here we go. Let's get it rocking. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on a fan at 5:30. Replaying a champ right about here, shawty. Yes, we do. Hit me up if you see anything out there. My name is Lucky Lucius P. At Lucky Lucius P. All over social medias. Day number five for this champion audio. Day number five, RJ and Choppy Show. Bobby Bell defends the station against, well, the four evil forces of Scott Braun. Let's say that.
Yesterday, for him to come on Twitter and go, one of our producers who lives in the area sent me a clip from your show the other day. Because look at his picture. That's how he talks. He goes, send me a clip the other day. Thanks for the shout out. It's an honor. Okay, so what are you like? Are you trying to like tell him like, oh, I was listening. So just know that I'm listening to anything you say. And I told him, I replied, I said, if I'd known you were listening, I would have said more. So I'll go ahead and say it now. You look like Bobby. Dillard's cologne samples and Twitter bio pronouns, dude. You are a guy who puts. You look like a guy who puts Emmy winner in his LinkedIn job title. And edits his own Wikipedia page. And I only say that because I know that's exactly what you do. You edit your own Wikipedia page, and you have 4-time Emmy winner in your stupid bio. Now, I know you couldn't stay in the broadcast industry on your own since you got fired from MLB Network and NHL Network. You're the 2-time fired. So it's easier for you to think it must be because you're not a shock jock, that's why you couldn't stick in the industry on your own. But you don't have a job because you're not good enough. So... And I called around about you yesterday. I got a lot of friends in media, too. 100% did. 100% did. And there were a lot of people who wanted to talk about you. Okay? So I'll holster it for now because I know you're the exact type of person who's going to go, by the way, it sounds when somebody screen records that S for you again today. And so I'll have it for you with your little passive-aggressive ego because it won't allow you to shut up. But just know, people in the industry talk about you, and I'm sure you know what your reputation is. So take that dorky little chain off of your Twitter bio picture and, like, grow up and be an adult and do something for yourself instead of, like, leeching off of AJ Pierzynski.
I didn't
pathetic
see that.
Pathetic loser.
I didn't see that. I love the little lively music in the background as Bobby is just saying all types of insults, and the music is just da da dum bloom da da da
da doom. Just pure gold there from Bobby Belt takedown of Scott Braun. Is that Peyton Russell? Is that Peyton Russell on the ones and twos in the background there with the
that's
right.
Scoring of the segment of the takedown from Bobby Belt. Tune in tonight, 5:30, see if Bob can make it, what, four? Four looking for five? Here's Wolchuk's top 10 at 220.
All righty. Top 10 best drinks to order at the bar 2025, as it is National Whiskey Sour Day. But, fellas, some college football news. It is official. Bryce Underwood, once possibly the pride of the LSU Tigers, now the pride of the Michigan Wolverines.
He's going to start?
He is starting. I don't think this is a surprise. I think we kind of knew Bryce Underwood was probably going to be starting week one for the Michigan Wolverines, but he will end up being their starter when they open up the season. Gosh, it was so nice on Saturday just to have college football on. And Iowa State, K-State was a fun game with the Cyclones winning 24-21. I hit the +3 on that. And then we also had a great nightcap with Hawaii and Stanford. Gosh, I mean, we were talking yesterday on the BetMGM show, and Carter made the point, is Stanford going to win a game this year? I mean,
probably not.
Gosh, it looks really bad for Stanford.
It was their first time they've had a running back rush for a touchdown since like late September of 2023. They had a rushing touchdown from a running back for the first time.
It's a proud
time.
Franchise of and college runners. Football.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had players. You know,
they had E.J. Smith go there.
Had some outstanding players. And, you know, it's unfortunate, though, that they've kind of fallen on hard times the way they have. Probably can't play in the NIL game like most because they're offering like one of the best educations in the world. But,
got to start making some exceptions here, Brian. Guess what, son?
I think Notre Dame did.
Welcome to Stanford.
Yeah, I think some programs did. I mean, but how about, you know, that just gives you an example of where kids are now. The lady that plays softball from Texas Tech, the pitcher, she left Stanford to go to Texas Tech to get $1 million. So, you know, that just kind of shows you where, you know, for a kid to leave Stanford, that's pretty It's pretty unique.
It is a good education. There's no doubt about that. But it was, it was awesome to get college football. And then all week long, we're just going to be getting ready for Saturday. And what an opening day it's going to be with Texas, Ohio State. We got Clemson, LSU, Bama, Florida State. I mean, there's so many great games on.
But I think it's probably the NIL thing that you mentioned there, Brian, because you're talking about an alumni that just doesn't care, you know, and now you're seeing how much you're willing to buy victories, you know, and they're like, there isn't, at least at Cal Berkeley and Stanford's not far away or that different culturally, there is an open adversarial nature from the faculty towards football we're here to educate, not play sports.
I think if Stanford could look at a model, look at SMU. That's how I would look at, you know, how I would approach my NIL.
We can both win here.
Yeah.
We can both do our thing.
We could have high-end academics, and we can have a small student body, and we can find a way to, you know, have winning athletics, as you mentioned. So that would be the model, the way that they've kind of approached things. I think it's outstanding.
It's an uphill battle for Andrew Luck there. There's no doubt about that. Also, you guys ever put sugar on your lasagna?
I've heard of cinnamon.
Cinnamon, okay.
Put sugar actually when you make the bolognese, the ground beefs.
Yeah,
I put sugar in that. That's how I get the sugar in.
Pretty good. I guess rapper Sexy Red's gone viral. She's got and we're talking like spoonfuls of sugar that she's just pouring all
just
over
on
the
top
lasagna.
Of it.
Yeah, on top of it.
Wow. I've heard of sugar with spaghetti.
Yeah.
Kind of
sweet.
Yeah, you don't pour it on top. It's kind of snuck in there during the making of it.
That's exactly right.
I mean, it's the same ingredients as spaghetti, so, you know.
Yeah, basically the same deal here. And Matthew Tkachuk, defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, he's going to miss the start of the season for Florida. I mean, he was playing through
upper body injury.
Yeah, well, he had surgery, upper body, so we'll end up monitoring when he's able to come back for the Panthers. But they retained everybody. I mean, the odds are they're going to go 3 in a row here. All right, let's get to the top 10 best drinks that are ordered at the bar here in 2025. The most popular ones, 877-881-1053. We got somebody that texted in the Old Fashioned. And the Old Fashioned is very popular. It will be high on this list. It is National Whiskey Sour.
What's in an Old Fashioned? Oh, that's a whiskey sour?
No. The Old Fashioned.
Yeah, it's got whiskey.
It's bourbon or rye whiskey, sugar cubes, bitters, water, and an orange twist. Orange is what the old fashioned.
See, that sounds perfect right there. I think it's really hard as a mature man to like order the cocktail that's going to make you look dignified, you know, and not sissified.
Just
you
go with the, can I get the strawberry daiquiri?
You know, I would do gin and tonic or just like whiskey with ice.
If you want to be like a high-end dude but have the similar of an old-fashioned, order a Manhattan.
Okay, that sounds wonderful,
That's the same thing because that's the rye whiskey and stuff. It's without the sugar cube, though. It's got vermouth.
You can say that at the bar and feel plenty testosterone just coursing through your veins. Manhattan.
It's in fashion.
It's literally got man in the title.
Right? Thank you.
Give me that Manhattan, please.
Give me Manhattan, please.
No transfusions in the top 10.
That's a crime.
That's a damn good drink.
That's a crime.
That is a damn good drink.
That's a great golfing drink and a great drink in press boxes around Major League Baseball.
Absolutely.
Minor
League Baseball.
So what's in a transfusion?
That would be vodka. That would be ginger ale. That would be grape juice. And that would be...
More vodka.
Lemonade. Lime.
Sounds kind of like a shoddy.
Yeah. It's a really very smooth drink. You drink a lot of them.
Long Island iced tea from the 682.
That's a killer.
Oh, hammered.
That's a killer drink.
Hammered.
That's a very 1980s drink right there. The Long Island.
That's Applebee's when you got like they're like $2
specials.
Strong Islands.
Yeah, those are rough. Whiskey ginger ale from the 214 is their go to. Ranch water, and ranch water is very popular these days.
Is that tequila and stuff? What's going on there?
Tequila, soda, lime, basically.
Yeah, very. I mean, it's good. It's solid.
It's great.
Vodka soda, obviously, is another popular one. Number 10, though, is the Bloody Marys. Vodka, tomato juice.
You can make a meal out of that if you do it right.
People are doing all kinds of crazy stuff with this Bloody Marys.
I'll never understand that drink.
You could take seafood. You can make a seafood tower on that.
Put a little shrimp on there.
Bacon, shrimp, celery. Yeah. I mean, and they're just stacking these things.
Oh, yeah.
Towers. Yeah. It's crazy what's going on.
It's one of the weirdest drinks ever.
You're kicking off debauchery, and I'm like, what's the justification here, right? Because it's a salad with some tomato juice and vodka. It just doesn't, it's non-congruent with my lifestyle if I'm day drinking.
It's like, who's mixing, who's using V8 as a mixer?
Well, no, what you use clam juice and stuff with tomato
juice. Somebody
lime
themselves.
Even better.
Yeah.
Or clam juice?
Clam juice, yeah. If you use it,
where are you getting clam juice?
You just make it.
Just like a squirt bottle or a Bloody Mary?
You make it yourself, yeah. You just take the, you take, like, you have the cans of clams, or you actually have clams, get some little neck clams and just, and then cook them and save the broth and then pour it into the tomato juice. You make your own.
Sounds even worse, although I appreciate your artisanry.
Some clam juice.
Yeah.
That's a first. Hey, learn something new today.
I can make a pretty darn good Bloody Mary.
I'd love to try one.
Yeah.
Number 9 is the Cosmopolitan. Vodka, triple sec, cranberry juice, lime juice, and orange twist.
Yeah. Very cosmopolitan.
Very Cosmo of you. That's a highfalutin, Bev. Gin and tonic comes in at number 8.
That's pretty basic.
Here's the Manhattan, rye whiskey, sweet vermouth, more bitters, and a maraschino cherry on top for the Manhattan there.
There you go.
Bloody Mary is the brunch staple, says the 682.
Actually, I would argue that the mimosa might be.
I think mimosas are more synonymous.
Mimosas.
I think the Bloody Mary is kind of like the hangover drink, as the 817 pointed out. Yeah,
the Bloody Mary is, I'm continuing drinking because I just stopped drinking 3 hours ago.
But I'm going to need some vitamins at some point.
Yeah, I'm going to need
that tomato juice.
Exactly.
And the mimosa is, I want to have a great time for a few hours before I take a long afternoon nap.
The mimosa is, the mimosa, yeah, is I want to have the worst headache possible from all the champagne I'm about to drink.
100%. 832 Tolo Nasty says he loves a Negroni. The Negroni's going to make an appearance here. I think the Negroni's been popping off here.
The Negroni,
I don't think I've ever even heard of this. It's the first time.
I'll give you the description here in just a second.
It's an Italian
clam juice in it?
It's an Italian drink, though.
No clam juice. No clam juice.
It's disappointing.
In the Negroni. I know it is. But no clam juice. I don't know a drink that had clam juice, or I didn't until just a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. No, you can make the Bloody Mary that way. Make your own, like I say, with the clam juice, with the tomato juice. You can mix them up together, and it gives it a great flavor.
The Whiskey Sour is number 6 on National Whiskey Sour Day. Bourbon or rye, you got the lemon juice, the simple syrup, and a cherry or a lemon twist. Big fan of the Whiskey Sour.
Very sweet.
It is.
Yeah. It hits, though. It's nice.
It's just an easy one to drink. Yeah. But sometimes if it's too sweet, that's when you start to worry about, like, later on, this might come back to bite me a little bit. The Negroni is at number 5 here. Now, what in the world is a Negroni, you ask? Well, it's gin, Campari, sweet vermouth, and orange twist. Yeah. So it's a little bittersweet combo there for the Negroni. Then you've got the Moscow Mule. And those always come in the cool cups.
Yeah, the cups, I think, are the best
copper
part.
The copper mugs.
Yeah, yeah. Why do they get the copper mug and no other cocktail
cold.
Does?
Keep it cold.
I want all my cocktails to be cold.
It's because it's got ginger beer in it.
Vodka, ginger beer, lime juice, and then the copper mug.
The ginger beer. Yeah,
beer,
I mean.
Beer in a mug.
Does it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You win.
The margarita.
They claimed it, though, didn't they?
They did.
They were like, we're the copper one.
Yeah, we
nobody else can have this.
Yeah, the copper mug is a great way to drink. And then just scatter them all over the table, you know.
Look how many there's something here.
There's something cool about it.
It is something cool.
The margarita with tequila, triple sec, lime juice, and, of course, salt on the rim. Some people, if you don't want salt, it's okay. The old fashioned at number 2, bourbon, sugar cube.
Yeah, the sugar cube.
The bitters, the water.
The beater.
The beaters. What's and the orange twist.
The beaters.
But number 1, the top selling drink at bars right now in 2025.
Red Bull and vodka.
It is the martini.
Martini's still hot like that, huh?
The martini. And but there are a bunch of different martinis. Like
the espresso martini goes hard.
Okay, good call.
Yeah,
the espresso martini.
Hard. That's when, like, you've been drinking too much. You need a little pick-me-up throughout your drinking to get you through the next drink.
Lucius, yeah, are you a vodka or gin martini person?
Oh, I don't really even.
I don't even know.
Tequila,
order
bro.
The martini.
I'm a tequila guy.
Okay, I didn't know if you were a martini drinker because some people like vodka over
the espresso
gin.
Martini. I've had a few, but no, I don't. Tequila me up, bro.
Man,
those espresso martinis are legit, though.
Oh, they'll get you. That first cruise we went on.
Whew. I'm surprised Tuaca shots didn't make the list. Yeah. Lemon drops.
Yeah, lemon drops.
Some class A's.
Car bombs.
Yeah, Irish car bombs.
Dude, the Irish car bombs.
Got to bring those back.
I know. I love
that.
That
is a messy drink.
It is, but it's effective. A couple of those, and you're feeling real good.
I think Woltruck was just alluding to the idea that the espresso martini played a role in him being a father. I think that's kind of what he was just spelling us.
I can't deny it. I mean, they were flowing at a heavy rate.
That was your go-to on the cruise?
They were damn good.
Among other things.
Yeah, they're fantastic. Well, thank you, Walt. Chuck. Basically, a lot of clam juice
everything
on
that was the go-to.
I'm telling you what, I'm going to make you one of those Bloody Marys with clam juice. I think you'll like it.
Top 10's in the books. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a bet payoff.
Yeah, okay. What are we doing next, Chief?
Best of the weekend, college football in Ireland, where we ask the question, could you take your dad in a drunken fister? That's next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we'll talk about the events of Friday night's preseason finale and more. Here's the Chief with your weekend report.
Okay, this time last week, we discussed the preseason fight between two fans, Saints and Jags. Now, college football has taken it up a notch with a father-son fight in an Ireland parking lot after the starting quarterback for the Kansas State Wildcats took an L. His dad and brother ended up coming to blows in a drunken parking lot fight. There was puddles everywhere, and you know, there was just copious amounts of booze to incite this.
So much Guinness.
This is insult to injury when you're a quarterback in college football, your team loses, you have a super long flight home, and you have to marinate on the idea that maybe you were so bad that your dad and your brother were so ticked off that they fought each other. It's a weird situation. You guys see this video?
Yeah, I did.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's tough. I don't know. Maybe it's just the son and dad that like to fight combination.
Yeah, maybe you see that and you're like, this can't be their first time, right?
Yeah. No, it's probably a fairly common experience. And, you know, for any dad that's fit enough to still tangle with your boys who are in their 20s, I salute you, you know? I know if I had a son, if he is 15, 16 years old right now, he'd already be able to whip my ass.
Especially with the way these kids are growing today.
Oh, yeah.
You got just absolute monsters.
It's wild.
And it looked like the dad came out on top on this particular brawling.
I did like in the background, somebody's just yelling, "This is effing embarrassing. Stop it right now." You know, somebody, but it was, I was stunned. I mean, initially I'm thinking, okay, did they end up having to like team up together to fight maybe some people that were talking S about brother slash other son's performance?
Yeah, it took me a while to realize this was father versus son, not father and son
Budweiser
fighting somebody else. It was the Budweiser. I think it was a lot of Guinness. There was a video of the son pre-fight who was down. He was double fisting Guinnesses, you know, just the pints out there. I mean, when in
Ireland.
Maybe
some car bombs.
Right, probably some car bombs. So that's crazy. I don't know. I mean, at no point have I ever felt like I could take my dad. I don't know how old I'm going to have to be before I get that level of confidence.
Well, Pete's pretty ripped.
He's staying in the garage gym, that's for sure, clanging and banging. I got no chance versus my dad. I don't know how many guys, like, at what age did you feel like, okay, I can fight? My dad's now old enough and I'm still spry enough to feel like, okay, I could do this.
So do you think it's a cardio thing
with my dad?
Yeah,
I think it's a little bit of a cardio thing and then just a general strength thing.
A lot of strength.
And my dad's probably a little bit crazier than I am.
Okay.
If we really
got down to
brass tacks. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think.
He's going to fight unfair.
Yeah, he would want to. It's not even that he would fight unfair. He would just, he ain't going to lose, you know?
Yeah.
So
he probably grew up in the 70s and 80s where fist fights were more of a common thing, might having the experience factor as well.
He's got the wrestling background a little bit as well. You know, that guy knows his way around a singlet.
They got the strong ass hands. Their hands are really strong, stronger than ours.
Yeah.
I tried my dad in high school. I didn't think I could take him, but I thought I could hold my own.
Yeah.
Nah, he did me with one hand in, bro. Yeah.
Just
shook me around. Yeah. Just locker clean out with me. You know what I'm saying? Just move me all around the house with one hand.
That's tough.
Yeah, I look ridiculous.
A Deacon
My
Jones.
Mom was, let him go. Let him go. Let him go.
He's just a boy.
He's had enough.
I saw my buddy getting beat up by his dad once, and his dad's really like holding him down and giving him a. And mom comes running out of the house. Stop it. You're going to hurt my baby. He goes, that's not all I'm going to do to him. And just continues the beating, dude.
Damn.
Continue the beating. It was impressive. I think I could have probably taken my dad by the time I was maybe 22 or 23.
Okay.
You know, and he'd gotten into his 50s, you know.
Right.
Yeah. My dad had college wrestling and college baseball background, though. He was a pretty good athlete. So it took me getting significantly bigger and him getting older.
Did his dad have just a really good straight right? Because that's what my dad got me with one time.
See,
did he really?
Oh, geez, yeah. I was a smart ass.
Did he punch you in the chest?
Right in the jaw.
Oh, damn.
That was a smart ass. Yeah. Smart ass. Well, I admire your consistency.
I walked in, I'd had way too much to drink, and he asked me, he goes, where the hell you been?
Oh, okay.
And I go, I have no idea. Straight right. Never saw it.
Boom.
Hit the wall, slid down the wall, got up, went to my room. Next morning, I'm at breakfast like nothing happened. My jaw hurt so bad.
Just got to play it off.
But I admit, I talked about it.
I
was a smartest, but he just straight right to the jaw. I went down.
This was high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, yeah. But that was like, it never saw it. You know, but I was a smart ass. I deserved it.
That's really amazing, dude. By the way, there's like a Irish influencer guy who went to his first American football game over the weekend, and
Conor McGregor.
It was not Conor McGregor.
Oh,
but they
went to the Super Bowl, right?
Well, he went to a Cowboys Jags game.
Did he try to throw a pass?
Yeah,
it was like
that was bad.
It was like ridiculous.
Yeah, he had no baseball or football experience in his background.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy went out there, and they played at Aer Lingus, by the way, which of course means Air Fleet in English.
Irish Air
Lingus. Lingus.
Okay. That's not what I would have guessed.
Aer Lingus. pretty crazy name. But he said that he said that the way that he could identify who was an American at the game and who was a true Irishman was the glass that they were using to drink their Guinness beer out of.
Oh.
Americans were comfortable using just like red Solo cups at the tailgate, drinking their booze out of that. And he was like, a real Irish guy's always going with a mug.
Okay.
A frosty pint.
Okay.
So that was his American observation. I was like, I can't really push back against
that.
So
are they doing dishes there in the tailgate? How are you keeping those fresh frosty mugs?
They must have it. They must have it pretty dialed in.
Got to sacrifice for something, I guess. They prioritize their mugs.
I'll tell you what I learned at Disney World. You could tell the difference between the foreign like clientele and the Americans by the shoes.
Mm.
Shoes and baseball caps.
Shoes are usually a dead giveaway of like if it's a foreign tourist or
all the British guys go with those all white Reeboks on.
It's they're not really their shoes. You don't even recognize. They will go for some shoes that you're like going.
I got no sense.
What brand is that? Kind of a deal. Yeah. They might throw the K Swiss at you or something. You know, you're kind of like, what brand is that?
Being big.
But that's how I always noticed. I felt like it was a shoe wear.
Well, K Swiss had a time too where it was cool. It had a chance.
Big time.
Back in the 90s.
We were in high, yeah.
All white K Swiss with some jeans on.
It was nice. Yeah,
we used to wear the Stan Smiths. Those were the all white
Stan Smith Adidas.
Adidas with the green on the back. I've seen a couple pair of those. I think they're making a comeback. That was Stan Smith.
Yeah, I saw those in the store too.
Yeah,
piqued my interest.
They were if you had some of those, you were kind of high end. But nowadays, they're like really. I think they're way overpriced for what they are. You know what they should be.
I've never even
Smith. He was a famous.
You've seen him before, bro.
Tennis
player.
Him
in the, you've seen him before.
In the 70s.
I'll Google them up, Stan check Smith, them out, see if they're cooler than my Hokas. Not confident they will be. Ben DiNucci, not many beers better than the quote, the airport. I just got cut from the NFL for the 7th time beer. He tweeted that out. There was a nice frosty mug there at probably the Atlanta airport after taking the L to the Cowboys here at AT&T Stadium.
Looked so good, didn't it?
It did, dude. It was a really good.
He earned that beer.
Really good shot. Yeah, of that beer. But he says not many beers better than the airport just got cut beer. I mean, the airport beer, I think, is up there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's the first vacation beer that you crack open is probably the best one.
The only thing wrong with the airport beer is they won't match your pace once you get on board. You know, once you get on
board. There was a time Southwest would.
If you're working up a nice pace, you're going to wait an hour, and then they're going to be real slow with it. Yeah. And if they can tell you you're drunk, they're not going to come back and ask you if you want another one. We've seen much better times when it came to air drinking.
Mm.
I wonder how many people go by the duty free shop though and get them a little pint and then make up their own on the airplane. I always wonder about that.
What a time though, dude! I envy the guy who had an opportunity to sit on the plane with his Stan Smiths on, ripping a heater.
That's right.
And he's got beer number 11 on the way.
No, there was a time.
The seats looked bigger.
There was a time like on Southwest Airlines, like from Dallas to like Love to New Orleans was probably like an hour, 15 minute flight. I drank 7 beers.
That's nice.
That's getting after it.
Yeah. I mean, we had been in the bar and I just kept.
Just keep going.
But I gave the stewardess money. There I just said, hey, can
keep
I?
Them coming.
And she did. They kept bringing them back to us and stuff. So
I feel like these days they'd say, sorry, sir, we're not allowed to do that.
They can't figure out how to pay. Yeah. You've tried to pay on an airline? It's like impossible. Yeah. Like it's like the machine never works.
I know. That's when you get the buzz balls for free.
And you get frustrated. Yeah. You're like, well,
I'm sorry, sir. Here you go. I just can't figure it out.
Sorry about your luck. You'll be fine.
In that case, bring me 5.
No. I will say this, though. When we flew back to Oxnard, I bought, they had a little charcuterie board. That thing was $40 I paid for. I didn't even know it.
World's most expensive Lunchable.
It was a Lunchable.
It was
a
Lunchable. And I'm like, man, I'm pretty hungry. Everything was, I got my bill. No. It was $40 for this like cheese and crackers and stuff. I'm like,
that's an all time low.
I was like, oh, dude, that was a loss.
Chop just texted us. He's listening. Said he's got those Adidas Stan Smiths. They're super comfy.
And he's probably ripping a heater right now, just enjoying life.
Live it up, Chop.
Cholo.
Thank you, Chief. What a review. The best of the weekend here with Eric Chiafalo. Man, I had an incredible experience this weekend where we're driving down to College Station. By the way, checked out the facility. Incredible. I could see why all, parents, Aggie parents are proud of that whole campus and everything. But anyway, on the way down there, I'm like, okay, we're getting close to College Station, honey. Can you give me the address of where we got to go? So she puts in her email hotel, right, for the hotel booking. She sends me the address. I didn't even think twice about it. I just hit it. And I was like, wow, that's weird. We got another hour and 20 minutes to go.
Oh.
She had put in... She had given me the address for the hotel that we have booked next month, downtown Houston, bro.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
So we get down there, and I'm like, this doesn't seem like College Station, honey. So middle of the night, we took that nice little scenic route up there, I don't know what they call it, the Aggie Road or something like that, from Houston to College Station. It was eventful.
Gosh, that's
the memories, though.
I mean, the things that try your patience as a family man, right? Well, okay, what'd you guys think of Micah kicking back mid-game? Let's do that, and then we'll get the C-Note Krusty's Corner coming up, a packed hour two of the show coming up next year in the Nation.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.